With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Taking a look overseas, still Israel is trying to amass, or they are massing, their troops at the border. The Rafah crossing point in the south between Egypt and Gaza, though, remains closed as Egyptian authorities continue negotiations with Israel, the U.S. and Palestinian militant groups, over allowing aid to flow into the besieged strip and letting Americans and other foreigners and wounded Palestinians cross into Egypt. Meanwhile, Israel's ordered more than a million people in the northern Gaza to evacuate to the south in advance of the expected ground offensive. Hamas is urging residents to stay put. Here's the BBC's Yolande Nell.
1 week after Israel suffered its deadliest ever day of attacks, it's continuing its heavy bombardment of Gaza, saying it aims to eradicate the Islamist militant group Hamas, which governs there. The Israeli military says it killed a senior Hamas commander in an airstrike. He's said to have played a prominent role in last week's attacks. With preparations laid for a ground invasion, the Israeli military says its forces have already carried out limited raids inside Gaza and recovered the bodies of some of the dozens of Israeli hostages taken by Hamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Judiciary Committee Chair sends the Republican Conference home for the weekend after winning the GOP nomination. Jim Jordan, though, still remains shy of the 217 votes he needs to be elected on the House floor.
House Republicans are expected to return to the Capitol Monday. Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for close to 2 weeks, plunging the chamber into uncharted territory at a time when major international and domestic crises loom, from Israel's war against Hamas to a potential government shutdown in mid-November. A small group of Democrats have reportedly come out and said they would support temporarily expanding the authority of Representative Patrick McHenry from...
That's Edwin Mora reporting. This is SRN News. Black faith leaders fight abortion in Ohio.
Next month, voters in the state will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution, and more than 100 African-American clergymen and community leaders are urging residents to say no. In a public letter, the pro-life advocates point out that, quote, "The black community has been the target of the abortion industry for decades. This is a matter of life or death. Statistics show black babies are aborted at a higher rate than any others." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern released a new report on persecution of Christians in India. The ICC says the rise of anti-conversion laws in that country make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Even just talking about heaven or offering snacks after a church service can run afoul of the laws. Even the persecutions intensified since the Hindu nationalist BJP party came to power a decade ago. This is SRN News. The Federal Trade Commission's embarked on a long-awaited antitrust lawsuit against Amazon.
It's the most aggressive move the FTC has taken yet to tame the market power of a company that's become synonymous with online shopping and fast deliveries. Under Chairwoman Lina Khan, the FTC hasn't hesitated in taking big swings against some of America's biggest companies in an effort to snuff out monopolistic behavior. But that approach has also led to some high-profile setbacks, most notably in the agency's bid to block acquisitions by Microsoft and Meta.
Jeremy House reports the FTC must prove in court both that Amazon's a monopoly and using its dominance to prevent competition from flourishing in the marketplace. A final decision in Amazon case will likely come years down the road. California Governor Newsom signing a law allowing low-income Mexican residents living near the border to be eligible for in-state tuitions. SRN News.